第一初步的启示性的恩赐。
And the three revelation gifts are the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits.
三种形态的启示性的恩赐呢，有知识的言语、智慧的言语和辨别诸灵的恩赐。
So we are going to start with the word of wisdom.
我们现在要开始，我们今天下午的课堂就是智慧的言语。
But before we do that, I want you to stretch out your hands toward Jamie and I.Cynthia! Oh my gosh! Hold that camera.
Hello! Oh my gosh! So good to see you. How did you get here?
I went to.
You did?
Can you tell I know her? Praise God! Oh, you know that! Oh! Praise God! It's so good to see you.
很高兴看到 Cynthia 来到我们当中。
很高兴看到你。Was that good?
Yeah, very good.
Very good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. One day I will speak Chinese.
有一天我一定要说国语。
Amen. You believe it?
Yeah. 你相信吗？
Amen.
Amen.
All right, so I want you to stretch out your hand toward Jamie and I. We're a team.And we're going to pray. Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you that you have called us to this task.
谢谢你把我们放在一起在这课堂里。
We thank you that you have made us a team.
谢谢你把我们放在一起。
We thank you for the anointing that enables us to minister.
谢谢你降下的恩膏是足以让我们可以一起来服事的。
We ask you right now for your strength.
我们请求你的力量。
For your grace,
还有你的恩典,
and for your ability to communicate through us,
还有你能够使我们沟通的能力都来进到我们的里面。
Holy Spirit,
亲爱的圣灵,
we utterly depend on you.
我们真的非常的需要你。
We thank you, Father.
我们谢谢你父神。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
我谢谢诸位为我的带导。我知道昨天刘师母一直在台下为我祷告，因为这是我昨天是第一次翻译哦。那很多我不会的、我不懂的，或者翻译不好的，或者不知道的单字，诸位都替我翻，我非常感谢。没有你们的带导，我觉得我不可能会翻得比这更顺。谢谢你们。我还是需要你们继续的为我带导。
Did you tell them? Would you tell them about the book and the?
What kind of book?
For the people that are taking class for credit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We announced yesterday already.
Okay, so they don't need to hear it today.
你们参加这个修这个有修学分的，你们知道要写三千字的报告哈？知不知道要写三千字的报告？
对、okay.
对。
Right.
Yeah, they know already.
Okay, word of wisdom.
智慧的言语。
The Holy Spirit gift of the Word of Wisdom is the God-given ability to give insight, counsel, or direction that produces fruitful results.
圣灵呢所给的这个智慧的言语的恩赐呢，就是说从神已经给我们的一种能力，是一种洞察力，并且是可以也来劝导，或者是来给我们咨询的一种这样的方向呢，是可以让我们结出圣灵的果子的。
It is the problem solver gift of the Holy Spirit.
这是个圣灵所给的礼物，就是专门给这些可以解决问题的人的一种礼物。
This gift reveals the how in the realm of the Spirit.
这个恩赐呢，就带出来了一种在圣灵里面的方法。
I want to give you a little example.
我要给你们一个示范。
When I was in Taiwan in the fall of 2005,
在2005年我在台湾的时候
I met a young woman there.
我遇见一位年轻的妇女
Since then she's moved to Los Angeles.
从那以后呢她就搬来了洛杉矶
And she called me on the phone the other day.
有一天她打电话给我
She said, I don't know if you'll remember me.
她说我不知道你是否还记得我
But I did remember her.
但是我确实还记得她
She said, I have a problem and I don't know what to do.
他说我的问题不知道如何解决。
Now, for any of us that have a personal problem, it's a problem to us.
任何弟兄姊妹当中有问题的，也是我们的问题。
And her problem was this: she doesn't have a very good relationship with her mother.
她的问题是，就是她确实是有跟她妈妈有很好的关系。
And she needed
没有很好的关系。
No, not good. Not good.
没有很好的关系。
And she was getting ready to go to her brother's wedding.
她呢要准备参加她的弟兄的婚礼。
Her mother had sent her a dress to wear.
她妈妈给她寄了一个礼服来要她穿。
But the dress did not fit her very well.
但是这衣服穿在她身上并不太合适。
So she didn't want to cause a problem with her mother.
但是她又不想造成她跟她妈妈中间的问题。
She went shopping and found a dress really similar.
所以呢，她就又去找了一件跟这件衣服很类似的衣服。
But she wasn't sure what to do.
但是她也不确定要如何做。
And it just came to me, and I said, "Why don't you take a picture of your dress, write a note to your mother, and explain to her the situation?"
她就来问我，我就告诉她说，你为什么不就照一个相，然后寄给你的妈妈，并且跟她解释呢？
That way, it won't be a surprise to her when you get to the wedding.
这样子的话呢，你妈妈也不会觉得太惊异，就太惊讶，就说当她去参加这个婚礼的时候。
And you'll honor her for thinking of you and buying the dress.
并且呢，你也尊重她。
She was so excited.
她很兴奋。
She said that's just the right thing to do.
她说那个就是一个对的事情，我觉得应当做的。
I was like, great.
我就说太好了。
She said, I know that's God.
他说我知道这是出于神的。
So it was a word of wisdom.
这就是一个智慧的言语。
I can tell you the truth. I didn't pray and say, God, I need a word of wisdom.
我可以告诉你，我并没有求神特别的给我一个智慧的言语。
But when we're in relationship with people,
但是当我们跟人在共处的时候，
God can just flow through us.
神就可以做这样的事。
So a word of wisdom can be something small.
智慧的言语呢，可以是一个很小的事情。
Although any of us that have had difficult relationships with our mothers knows that could be really big.
纵然就是他跟他妈妈中间的问题是这样的大。
But it's God's mind coming to a situation and solving a problem.
但是这是神的心意进入到这样的问题里面而解决了这样的难题。
All right, there's different types of wisdom.
好，这边有讲到不同型类的。不同类型的智慧。
There's first of all demonic or earthly wisdom.
一种的形态就是属地的、属鬼魔的。
In James 3:13-16, it says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, don't boast about it or deny the truth."This kind of wisdom does not come from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you have disorder and every evil practice.
在雅各书的三章十三节到十六节，这边讲到说，你们中间谁是有智慧、有见识的呢？他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话抵挡真道。这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的、属情欲的、属鬼魔的。在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。
Then there's godly wisdom.
然后有属神的智慧。
Before I was a Christian, I was totally stupid.
我成为基督徒之前呢，我实在是蛮愚蠢的。
I would believe anything anybody told me.
我相信任何人对我讲的任何事任何话。
I was very foolish.
实在是很愚昧。
But I began to read the book of Proverbs.
但是我开始读箴言。
If you read and study the book of Proverbs,
如果你读箴言书的话，
you will gain wisdom.
你会增长智慧。
And the word of God says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
因为箴言里面讲到说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
I believe God is bringing the fear of the Lord back to the body of Christ.
我相信神要把这样敬畏耶和华的灵再带到基督的肢体来。
And that's a very good thing.
那是一件好事。
Godly wisdom in James 3:17.
属神的智慧在雅各书三章十七节这里讲到。
Says, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness.
十七节这边说到，唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。并且使人和平的，是用和平所栽种的义果。
Now, if we look in Ephesians and in Isaiah, we see that there is a spirit of wisdom and a spirit of revelation.
如果我们看以弗所书跟以赛亚书的话，我们可以看见这边有讲到关于智慧的言语和智慧的关于智慧言语的启示。
In Isaiah 11, it talks about Jesus prophetically.
在以赛亚书十一章这边，预言性的指导关于耶稣的智慧言的言语。
And it says the spirit of the Lord will rest on him.
他这边讲到说，神的灵必住在他的身上。
The spirit of wisdom and of understanding.
就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵。
The spirit of counsel and of power.
谋略和能力的灵。
The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。
So since we are indwelt by the Spirit of God,
既然我们在基督里面都是同饮一个根源。
Within us is that Spirit of wisdom.
在我们的里面呢，就会有智慧的灵。
Spirit of understanding.
还有知识的灵。
A spirit of counsel.
还有谋略的灵。
And of power.
还有能力的灵。
A spirit of knowledge.
知识
and a spirit of the fear of the Lord.
还有敬畏耶和华的灵。
How many in here are believers?
我们当中有多少是相信的？
That's the spirit that's in us.
那我们就会有这样的灵住在我们里面。
So like me, you won't have to just pray and say, God, give me a word of wisdom.
意思就是说，你不需要再特别的跟神祷告说，神啊，给我智慧的灵。
Sometimes out of your spirit.Joined with the Spirit of the Lord will come that word of wisdom.
有时候我们的灵跟神的灵结合在一起的时候呢，就会有智慧的灵出来。
There'll be other situations where you're faced with a real perplexing problem.
What is perplexing?
Perplexing, confusing, challenging. What?
困扰。Okay, can you repeat that again?
Yes. There will be times when you are faced with a very challenging, perplexing problem.
有时候当你遇到有这样困扰的灵 出现的时候呢，这是一个非常具挑战性的。
And you have to ask God for a word of wisdom.
那你就必须要跟神求一个智慧的灵。
God will reveal those things. God reveals those things often in prayer.
神经常回答这样的祷告。
There's biblical examples of godly wisdom.
在圣经里面，我们可以看见有关于神的属神的智慧。
I think most of us know the wisdom of Solomon.
我们大家都知道所罗门的智慧。
And the story of the two mothers that came before him.
就是讲到有两位妈妈来到他的面前。
His decision to subject the baby that was alive to being cut in half.
然后呢，他的提议就是说，把这个婴孩呢，把它斩成两半。
Revealed who the true mother was.
然后就可以显出谁是真的妈妈。
And everyone marveled at his wisdom.
每一个人对他的智慧都感到很惊奇。
So then, if we look again, we see the word of wisdom and knowledge to Noah.
然后我们再来看看，就是关于。神对挪亚的智慧和知识的话。
The word of knowledge was, there's a flood coming.
那个智慧的话，智慧的言语就是说，神对他讲到说将有大洪水要来。
The word of wisdom was, how to avoid dying.
然后智慧的话下来就是讲到说，如何来避免这样的事情发生在挪亚的身上。
In Acts, we see Paul talking to the crew that was on the ship during the storm.
在使徒行传这边，我们也看见 神的智慧的言语如何的临到保罗，讲到关于他跟船员的事情。
God gave Paul a word of wisdom on what to do, to tell the crew what to do so they wouldn't perish.
所以神给保罗的话就是告诉他说要怎么做来避免出他、避免、他们将要临到、灭顶的事。
So every one of us has within us that access to godly wisdom.
所以每一个人、在我们当中呢都可以有从神来的这样的智慧的灵。
So I want you to repeat after me.
所以、请跟我念，请跟我说。
The spirit of wisdom,
智慧的灵
lives in me.
在我里面。
You need to do that so that it's on the tape in Chinese.
Okay.
Okay.
智慧的灵住在我的里面。
I feel very responsible for what's going to Chinese speaking people.
我对于、我们这个课将要在、中国大陆也播放是感到很有负担的。
I feel like it's very important that we have that really clear.
我认为我们很清楚的来教导是非常重要的。
A brother came to me today and he said, thank you so much for loving the Chinese people.
有一位弟兄上前来跟我说谢谢你这么样的爱中国人。
And I told him, I know God doesn't make mistakes.
我告诉他说神不会误事。
But I think I was supposed to be Chinese.
我认为我似乎应该成为中国人。
I feel Chinese.
我感觉到我像中国人。
Oh, I love God and I love His people.
我爱神也爱他的子民。
All right, let's look now at discerning of spirits.
好，我们来看看分辨诸灵。
Okay, this manifestation of the Holy Spirit is not specifically named anywhere else except in 1 Corinthians 12.
这个辨别诸灵呢，这个辨别这个关于讲到圣灵的恩赐呢，没有比在哥林多前书十二章这边讲的更清楚的了。
But we see many instances of it occurring.
但是呢，我们看见的呢，就是说有从 Where is
it? I just said that. We see it in the Bible in many places.
我们经常都会在圣经里面看见。
A lot of times when we read the Word,
很多时候我们在读神的话的时候，
God is revealing Himself.
神启示他自己。
But he doesn't tell us what he just showed us.
但是他没有说，他只是就显明他自己。
We'll talk about that in a minute.
我们过一会儿再来讲这个。
The first word we're going to look at is discerning.
第一个我们要看的就是辨别。
And in the Greek, it's diakrisis.
在希腊文里面就是 diakrisis.
And it means a judicial estimation or a judgment.
这个意思就是讲到说是一个判断或者是一个很公正的一个评估。
To discern in a dispute.
来辨明或者是、来议论。
I'm going to take a little side trail for just a minute.
Side trail?
I'm going to go off on a little tangent, very little.
Okay, 我现在 to the...
Yeah, I'm just going to...I'm going to talk about judgment for just a minute.
Okay, 他、再过一会儿再来谈这个关于这个、这个辨明的事情。
We have been taught not to judge each other.
我们被教导不论断，不彼此批评论断。
And that's a good thing because we don't want to be critical and harsh with each other.
那是好事，因为我们不想要来、论断或者来批评弟兄姐妹。
But we've gone way far over in our understanding.
但是呢，我们离应当有的、正确的认识已经太远了。
Because the Bible also tells us that we are going to judge angels.
因为圣经告诉我们说，我们甚至要来审判天使。
So God gives us the privilege of judging those things that He judges.
所以神呢，给我们有这样的特权呢，要来审判神所要审判的。
Psalm 149 talks about us executing the judgment that has been written.
在诗篇呢，41篇的地方讲到，就是说审判呢已经定了。
God is bringing an anointing over the body of Christ.
神把这样的恩膏呢分赐在他的子民里面。
To judge ungodly things.
来审判一些不敬虔的事情。
And to speak against those things that are against God.
并且呢，对于这些抵挡神的事情呢，也要把它阐述出来。
I just want to encourage you that when that comes up inside of you.
我只是要来鼓励你，如果有这样的事情发生在你身上的时候
，It's not the same spirit.
这是一个不一样的灵
，as judging your brother and sister.
如同来论断你的弟兄姐妹。
That passage there is talking about condemning someone.
那个话在那边是讲到就是你定罪。
But God wants us to rise up.
但是神要我们起来
，and to be able to say this is right.
来指出来说这是对的事情
And this is wrong
那是错的事情
And to stand for what he says
并且呢为神的公义站出来
In order to do that you have to be able to discern between right and wrong
要能够达到如此的效果你就必须要能够辨明什么是对的跟错的
This gift is going to become more and more and more important the closer we get to the coming back of the Lord
那这个礼物，这个恩赐在我们身上呢，就变成越来越重要了。在神再来之前，我们需要学习。
It is impossible to discern a spirit.
我们不可能可以辨明一种灵。
Without divine insight and empowerment.
除非有神的灵跟能力在你的身上。
All the Bible study.
全部有关于圣经的。
All of your social skills.
还有你的人际的技巧
，all of your emotional sensitivity，
还有你属魂方面的一些的感觉
，cannot enable you to discern a spirit，
并没有办法来帮助你辨别诸灵。
Spiritual things，
属灵的事情
，are spiritually discerned，
就是需要有属灵的洞察力。
A bad attitude is not a spirit，
一个不好的态度呢，不是一种属灵的。
Has anybody in here other than me ever been grouchy?
我们在当中的人，任何人就是说从来都不会。就是说不会发牢骚。
I didn't have a grouchy spirit.
我没有一个发牢骚的灵。
I was just being grouchy.
但是我就是会发牢骚。
It was just me.
但是这个就是我。
But sometimes there are spiritual forces at work.
但是有时候呢，就有从灵方面来的，迫使我们如此。
That when they're identified and exposed，
但是我们一旦发现了之后
，they defeat the powers of darkness，
我们就可以来打败这样的从恶者来的黑暗的权势。
And that's good news，
那是好事。
All right， let's look at some biblical examples。
我们来看看圣经的例子。
In Luke 9,
在路加福音第九章
51 through 56,
51节到56节
it talks about how some of the disciples went ahead of Jesus.
这边讲到说有耶稣的门徒呢来到他的面前
and some people didn't receive him.
有一些人呢不接待耶稣。
The disciples were so upset at the people who did not receive Jesus.
这些的使徒呢，就对于这样的人很不高兴。
They said, "God, do you want us to call down fire from heaven on them?"
他们说，主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来烧灭他们吗
？So we have a barbecue right now.
我们应该要一个烤肉吗
？And Jesus turned to them and said, "You don't know what manner of spirit." You are talking from.
耶稣就转身责备他们两门徒说：“你们的心如何？你们并不知道。”
He said, "I didn't come to destroy people's lives, but to give them life."
主耶稣说：“我来并不是要灭人的性命，但是是要救人的性命。”
Here we find in Acts 16.
我们也可以在使徒行传十六章看见。
We see the Apostle Paul identifying a spirit that had been operating through a young woman.
使徒保罗呢，他这边使徒保罗呢，他就可以看出有一个年轻的女子的灵。
For days, this girl had been following them, following Paul and the others around.
因为这个年轻的女子呢，已经跟着他们有一段日子了。
And she was saying, "These men are from the Most High God."
然后呢，他就一直在讲到说，这些人是至高神的仆人。
Well, is that true?
这是真的吗？
But it says that Paul was vexed in his spirit.
但是呢，这边就讲到说，保罗呢，心中就很厌烦。
In other words, he'd had enough. He was mad.
另外的说法就是说，他受够了，保罗受够了。
And he turned and he said to the spirit,
然后他就转身出去对他身上的灵说
I command you in the name of Jesus to come out.
我奉耶稣基督的名吩咐你从他身上出来。
And that evil spirit came out that same hour.
然后那个鬼就出来了。
It says that it was a spirit of divination.
然后这边呢就是讲到是鬼的灵。
And that's also called the Python spirit.
然后呢，这个也称之为
This is not in your notes. You can write it down.
Python.
Python is a snake. And what a python?
大马色的灵，大马色的大蟒蛇。
The Python spirit or the divination spirit?
大蟒蛇的灵呢，是一个恶者的灵。
Tries to choke off the word of the Lord.
就是呢，要来掐住神的工作。
So if you're in a situation and you know God's given you something to say,
如果你知道那样的情况之下，并且神也给你一些话来说
，and you feel like you're being choked, like you can't speak,
但是你却感觉你被掐住，你没有办法说。
There's a spirit of divination at work.
那这样子呢，就是有一种的这种的恶者的灵在那里。
You bind that thing and you cast it off of wherever you are, and you can go ahead and function.
你可以就在那时候就捆绑那个灵，然后呢开始让你继续工作。
How many of you have ever been in a situation where you were communicating with somebody and all of a sudden it was like what you were saying was getting twisted and turned all around?
有多少人在当中有这样的经历，就是说你要说的话，可是呢却是被扭曲了。
That is a Leviathan spirit. Leviathan.
Leviathan?
Okay, it's in Job 40.
在约伯记。
Does anybody know in Chinese what that is?
Is that like a crocodile?
It's not a crocodile. It's nasty.
比那个。
It translates as crocodile.
在约伯记。
What chapter?
Here, it's also in Isaiah. It's Isaiah 23. Isaiah 23.
Isaiah 27. Isaiah 27.
Isaiah 27:1.
27:1
In that day, the Lord with his strong, severe sword, great and strong, will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, Leviathan, that twisted serpent, and he will slay the reptile that is in the sea.
Yeah, 27:1这边讲到说到那日，耶和华必用他刚硬有力的大刀刑罚鳄鱼，就是那快行的蛇，刑罚鳄鱼就是那曲行的蛇，并杀海中的大鱼。
That is a Leviathan spirit comes and twists words in communication.
这个就是那个 鳄鱼，我们现在还在讲到说这个鳄鱼也是屈形的蛇，它这样的一个灵呢，在当中曲解了我们当中在交通的时候的话。
If you're talking with another believer that you're in a good relationship with,
如果你对一个你一个弟兄或姐妹，你们有很好的关系的人在说话
，especially husband and wife，
尤其是妻子或者是丈夫中间的关系
，and you're having a conversation，
你们有一段的交话交谈
，all of a sudden things are getting twisted up，
可是突然你会觉得你们的交通被曲解了
，you just can say to the other person， you know what， we need to pray，
你只要就是。跟对方说，你知道吗？我们需要祷告了。
And you say, in the name of Jesus, we command every Leviathan spirit to be loosed off this conversation.
然后在这时候，你就可以说，奉耶稣基督圣名，我命令这样的一个鳄鱼或者是蛇的灵，在这时候要离开我们。
You will be amazed at how clearly you can communicate.
你就会很惊奇你所发生的结果。
Now, if the person you're talking to or your spouse isn't a believer.
如果你的配偶不是信主的
You can just do it under your breath
你就可以小声的来祷告斥责
There's a lot of things that go on when I'm talking to people that they don't know about
我对很多的人讲的时候他们并不知道发生什么事情
How many of you know you can be in constant communication with God no matter where you are
有多少人可以不停止的跟神来沟通不管你在何处
So I just inside say, Father, I ask you to deal with that Leviathan spirit.
我就在里面小声的斥责，就说父啊，来捆绑这样的一个灵。
And then things that are twisted become straight.
然后呢，曲解的事情就会成为直了。
How many of you have ever heard of the Jezebel spirit?
有多少人知道关于耶洗别的灵？
That is a very nasty spirit if you have any prophetic gifting.
这个也是一种很使人觉得很厌恶的灵。如果你，尤其是如果你有这种启示性的恩赐的话
，I can smell a Jezebel spirit a mile away。
我可以闻到关于这个耶洗别的灵。
And I just try to scoot out of the way。
我就避开这样的灵。
If I have to, I'll deal with it。
如果我必须要去面对它的话，我就必须要面对。
Sometimes that spirit manifests through immature people.
I'm sorry, I missed one.
Sometimes that spirit can manifest through immature people.
有时候这样的灵呢，就会在一些不成熟的基督徒身上显明出来。
Who have a true calling in the realm of leadership or the prophetic?
我们当中有多少人是真的有这样一个领袖，或者是有启示性恩赐的人的呼召呢？
But if the person is submitted at all and they are immature, you can talk to them and help them not to yield to that spirit.
但是如果说有这样子的人，他并且也是顺服神的，但是有这样的情况发生了，你可以就去跟他谈，不受这样的灵的控制。
The picture that you can have, if you look in Revelation where Jesus spoke about to the church in Thyatira.
如果我们来看看启示录，主耶稣对这个七个教会其中一个教会所说的。
It's in Revelation 3.
启示录第三章。
I believe. It's 2 or 3.
在第二章或第三章的地方。
Thyatira. All right.It says in 18 through 23, and I'm going to read it. This is a little bit of a digression, but I feel like it's really important because you're called to leadership.
Okay, 我现在呢要来念这一段因为你们在当中呢是有些人是有呼召来成为做领袖的。
And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, faith, your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants, to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality. She did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation unless they repent of their deeds. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts. I will give to each one of you according to your works.
在十八节到二十三节这里讲到，就是主耶稣这边跟约翰写明说，你要写信给推亚推拉教会的使者说，那眼目如火焰、脚像光明铜的神之子说，我知道你的行为、爱心、信心、勤劳、忍耐，又知道你末后所行的善事比起初所行的更多。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你容让那自称是先知的妇人耶洗别教导我的仆人，引诱他们行奸淫，吃祭偶像之物。我曾给他悔改的机会，他却不肯悔改他的淫行。看来我要叫他卧病在床。那些与他行淫的人，若不悔改所行的，我也要叫他的党类，叫众教会知道，我是那查看人心、人肺腑心肠的，并要照你们的行为报应你们个人。
We find Jezebel, the wife of Ahab, portrayed in 1 and 2 Kings.
我们看耶洗别所做的，可以在列王记上。
But here we're looking at a spirit.
但是我们现在在看的是一种灵。
And the adultery that is being talked about here, the immorality.
这边所讲到奸淫的淫乱的灵。
Is both spiritual adultery and or sexual immorality.
是讲到就是属灵里面的淫乱，还有就是淫行。
The spirit of Jezebel,
这个耶洗别的灵
cannot tolerate purity.
Cannot tolerate
purity and holiness.
哦，不能忍受圣洁的事情。
And it will always attempt to disrupt and come between the prophetic.And the church leadership, the true prophetic.
并且呢，常常会来搅乱呢，在教会里面的真正的这些有先知性启示的灵。
I call them love letters.
我称之为爱的信。
There have been many letters sent to my husband about me.
有很多的信呢，寄给我的丈夫是关于我的。
I call them love letters.
我称之为爱的信。
Because they always start out, I really love Pastor Cindy.
因为总是开始写的就说我真的很爱Cindy牧师。
But,
但是
and then they go on to say how I am not a true servant of God.
但是呢，接下来就是说讲到说我讲到 Cindy, Pastor Cindy 其实不是一个真正的那样的人。
The last one I got was about a year and a half ago.
最后一封信接到关于这样的事情呢，是在一年半之前。
It said that my light had gone out.
他讲到说我是怎么样的远离。
That God had removed all anointing from me.
神呢都把我身上的恩赐恩膏都挪走了。
That I needed to step back and repent.
我需要再转回去悔改。
It was a lie.
这个是一个谎言。
Basically, Jezebel will say, "Get out of my way! I want to be in front."
基本上，耶洗别的灵就是说，让开来，我要过来。
You do not try to reason with an evil spirit.
你不需要让这个邪灵有一个理由。
That's why you must operate in the discerning of spirits.
所以呢，我们就要学习如何来运用辨别诸灵的恩赐。
A Jezebel spirit can kill pastoral leadership.
因为耶洗别的灵呢，可以把一切所有有这个领袖呼召的人的恩赐呢，都毁坏掉了。
Jezebel spirit can usually not operate unless there is an Ahab spirit that facilitates the Jezebel spirit.Facilitates, enables.
耶洗别的灵呢，通常can you repeat that again?
A Jezebel spirit cannot operate, usually cannot operate unless there is an Ahab spirit that makes a way or facilitates.
也许别的灵通常呢，它一定要有一个管道，让它可以这样来运行的，否则它没有办法运行。
If you are intimidated by someone who seems spiritual,
如果呢，你有察觉到，就是说有一个人有这样子的灵在当中。
But isn't really spiritual.
但是又并不是真的是属灵的。
You can open yourself up to be really, really hurt.
那么呢，你当你把灵自己打开的时候，你就会真的是受到很严重的创伤。
How many of you know that spirits are neither male or female?
你们知道灵也有分男的或女的吗？有性别之分。
So a Jezebel spirit can operate through a man.
也许别的人，也许别的灵也可以应用在男士的身上
，or through a woman，
或者是女士的身上。
It's not gender specific，
并不是说有一个特别的一个方式在运作。
In my personal experience，
我个人的经验里
，I'd say 8 out of 10 times it's been a woman，
80%呢都是在女人的身上发生。
We ladies sometimes like to be manipulative and go around the back door.
因为我们女人一般来讲比较喜欢操纵。
But it can operate through a man just as well.
但是呢，也会发生在男士的身上。
Is that helpful?
Yes.
Okay, good, good.
有帮助吗？
All right, we've already looked at some biblical examples.I think what we need to do now is move to our activation.
好，我们现在要来看关于这个开启启动。
All right, what we're going to ask God for is a group word of knowledge.
我们现在呢，要来跟神求的呢，就是
group word of knowledge.
Word of knowledge.
就是呢，一些的知识的言语。
In other words, we're going to ask God to give us a word of knowledge about somebody in this room.
也就是说，我们呢要跟神求一个知，求一句知识的言语，是针对着我们当中的任何一位弟兄姐妹的。
Now, I want to caution you that if you receive something that is unkind or would expose something in somebody's life, this is not the place to do that.
我要提醒你的就是说如果你有领受到一句话呢不是很合适的话或者是关于他个人的生活的事情呢不要在这边跟他分享。
What we want to do is ask God for a specific answer or word of knowledge for a situation in someone's life in this room.
我们要向神要的就是说有一句特别的话或者是有一个特别的答案是给我们当中的任何一位的
So what we're going to do is everybody's going to remain seated
所以我们现在请各位人就坐在座位上
And we're going to pray We're going to close ourselves in with the Lord
我们要来祷告
And we're going to ask God to give us a word of knowledge for someone in the room
我们求神给我们一句智慧的话给任何一位坐在我们当中的
And I think maybe the best way to do it is just to focus on an area of physical need
最好就是说可以求神启示我们就说尤其有一些人身体上面的疾病上面的需要
Let's just limit it to that Is that okay with everybody? Okay SoHow many of you have not been here for any of the activations? Raise your hand.
有多少人呢？没有听过关于这个启动恩赐的这样的事。
Okay, few people. I'm just going to give a very brief explanation of what we're doing. Since the Holy Spirit lives in us,
我现在呢要来跟你们解释一下，因为圣灵就住在我们里面。
We're asking the Holy Spirit, God in us.
我们求圣灵呢来引领我们
to reveal something to us that will be a blessing to another member of the body of Christ
向我们来启示就是说从神的肢体里面的任何一位弟兄姊妹的一个需要祝福的地方
We're all part of the same body
我们都是在同一个肢体里
I want you to stretch out your left hand Your left arm.
左手来.
Okay, look at your hand.
看看你的手.
If a mosquito was on your left hand, what would you do?
如果有个蚊子在你的手上,
you take your right hand and smack it.
Alright?
We're all part of one body. So when we ask God for a word of knowledge,
所以我们跟神要一个知识的言语的时候,
it's one part of the body,
就是肢体的一部分,
helping the other part of the body.
帮助另外一部分的肢体.
Alright? So, I think what I'd like us to do right now is for those of us that have been activated in our heavenly language, let's just pray in the spirit for just a few minutes, okay?
我现在要做的就是我们先为这些还没有 恩赐上面还没有被开启的人来为他们用方言来祷告。
Praying in the Spirit builds up our inner man.
方言祷告是造就我们的灵人。
It strengthens us.
可以使我们有力量。
It also enables us to focus in on the mind of the Lord.
也可以帮助我们更专注于耶稣的心思意念。
I'd like you all to pray after me.
我要你们跟着我这样祷告。
Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name.
父神奉耶稣基督的圣名。
I'll tell you what I think the best thing to do is I'll do it, then they say it, and then you say it in Chinese. Okay?
Can I memorize this? It's going to be a long prayer, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be a long prayer.
Oh, you want to do it all at the end? We're discussing how to do this. We're going to start over. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name.
亲爱的耶稣，亲爱的父神，奉耶稣的名。
I bring my body as a living sacrifice.
我将我的身体当作活祭。
I thank you that I'm cleansed by your blood. I've been sanctified by your spirit.
我谢谢主，你用你的宝血洗净了我， 并且因你的宝血，我称我已经成为义人。
I ask you now to give me ability by your grace.
我恳求你因着你的恩典使我有能力。
I declare the word of knowledge is within me right now.
我要宣告， 这知识的言语现在就在我的里面。
I believe you for a word of knowledge to reveal an affliction. I believe you to reveal a word of knowledge that will reveal a problem or a need in one of my brothers or sisters.
我相信你的知识的言语会显明出来我们弟兄姊妹们的需要。
I thank you and I believe that I can receive your mind.
我谢谢主，我可以来领受到你的心思意念。
Your mind that will bless my brothers and sisters.
主，你的心意会来祝福我们的亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
I will respond and express your love to the family of God.
主啊，我对你所住，为我们所住的福会有回应。
Now I'm going to pray over you.
我现在我来为各位祷告。
Father, I thank you for the anointing that breaks the yoke.
主啊，谢谢你，因为你的恩膏可以断掉一切的恶。
I thank you that all fear and intimidation has to go.
我谢谢你，因为我们一切的惧怕都要被拿走。
I thank you that you've given us spiritual ears to hear.
我谢谢你给我们属灵的耳朵可以听。
And spiritual eyes to see.
给我们属灵的眼睛可以看。
Thank you that you've given us the Holy Spirit.
谢谢你把你的圣灵给了我们。
And the gifts that we need to bless each other.
并且给我们有这样属灵的恩赐可以来祝福各位。
I release the anointing of God for the word of knowledge.
我现在奉耶稣的名要释放属灵的恩赐，就是智慧的知识的言语
，to be manifested here right now，
使我们可以听见。
Now let's all pray in the spirit。
我们现在用方言祷告。
We're going to pray in the spirit, and then we'll be silent and listen to what the Lord would say.
You should say that. We're going to pray in the spirit, and then listen, be silent.
我们现在用方言祷告，然后要安静一会儿。
Lord, we're opening our mind to you.
主，我们向你打开我们的心。
We're covered with your blood.
你的宝血遮盖我们。
And with your anointing.
并且你的恩膏也遮盖我们。
When you receive a word,
当你领受一句话的时候，
I'd like you to raise your hand. Raise it up high.
我要你举起你的手来。
All right, we have a couple of people that have raised their hand. I'd like to ask our sister right here.
我们有当中有几位已经举起他们的手来了。用中文讲没关系。
可是我没有，我现在没有讲我刚刚是谁。我只是自己举手，我没有什么感到要讲什么。
哦。He just raised her hand, but it doesn't mean anything. Yeah. Okay, she wants to share something.
Oh, okay.
Accidentally.
You have a scripture? All right, yeah.
我们这位姐妹有经节。
诗篇六十六，神是应当称颂的，他并没有推卸我的祷告，也没有叫他的慈爱离开我。阿们。
啊，这是在六十七篇吗？
66，
这是诗篇。我们刚姐妹朗诵的是诗篇的66篇第几节？
20节。
She just read Psalm chapter 66, verse 20.
What does it say?
What is it? Somebody tell me what it says in English. 66:20.All right. Did everyone hear that? Praise be to God who has not rejected my prayer, but has sent his love to me,
or withheld his love.
就是在诗篇66篇第20节的地方说，神是应当称颂的，他并没有推却我的祷告，也没有叫他的慈爱离开我。
Does that speak specifically to somebody in this room that you've been praying and you've been seeking God about something, and that really speaks to your heart?
我们当中有没有这样的人觉得说这段这两节经文，这节经文是特别是针对的你说的呢？
All right, praise God, praise God. Vicky, do you have a word?
Wait. Okay. Luke have chapter 19, that one, the widow is pray.
Okay, go ahead and just share it.
就是寡妇跟那个法官求啊，然后一直求，然后神就那个耶稣就说，神会就说神岂会就是你跟法官那个法官不信神都愿意帮助他，那更不要说耶稣。
Yeah, she's sharing about in the gospel, Luke Gospel 19, says about the widow keep on praying, consistently praying, and the unrighteous judge will come and do something for her.
All right, does somebody have a situation where you need God to be that righteous judge and judge for you?
我们当中有没有人就是处在这样的情况之下，就说你需要神来为你伸冤的？
All right, we have several. We've got about another minute left. You received a word to share?
你有领受到任何的话要来分享吗？
刚才你不就说了吗？我认为神是我的灯，是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Oh, yeah, she received the word.